From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In New York today, Mayor Rudolph Giuliani said the relief fund that he heads will start mailing checks immediately to the families of the many firefighters, police, and rescue workers who died on September 11th. The move comes amid growing concern about how the city and private foundations are managing the task of handing out the more than $1 billion collected for victims of the terrorist attacks. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Nearly 2 months after the attack on the World Trade Center, city officials and foundations are still struggling to figure out how to get help to the people who need it most. On Capitol Hill today, tempers flared at a congressional hearing on the issue. New York Attorney General Eliot Spitzer harshly criticized the Red Cross for only distributing a small percentage of the money it's collected.
My patience is running. I know your patience is running, and the patience of the American public is running. And well, it should. In 8 weeks, these issues should be resolved, they should be answered, and I think that as the days go by, our trust in the capacity of the Red Cross to handle these situations is diminishing.
The Red Cross has sparked criticism for its plan to retain hundreds of millions of dollars in donations for the organization's future needs. The families of more than 400 police, firefighters, and emergency workers who died at the World Trade Center have just received some welcome news. Mayor Giuliani says the city's Twin Towers Fund will distribute about half of the $85 million it has collected by Thanksgiving. Police and firefighters' unions in New York have been speaking out, saying it's been taking too long to get money to the people who need it. Ken Tejan was one of the 37 Port Authority police officers killed on September 11th. Tejan had been living with his fiance and her son for several years.
Well, it's been difficult. They were supposed to be married a few weeks after this happened.
Tejan's sister, Lori Quinn, says it's been hard to deal with the large funds set up by the Red Cross, United Way, and the mayor's office. Her brother's paychecks are still being paid by the Port Authority, but she says his fiance isn't sure how much longer that will continue.
At a time like this, you don't want to focus on money, but she does have a 14-year-old son, you know, that, and she has a house that she obviously wants to keep. We found it to be more helpful to go to local organizations as opposed to these huge funds that are set up. There seems to be a lot of red tape with these larger funds, and it really has been a problem because there's been very little immediate assistance from these large organizations.
Mayor Giuliani today offered more details about the Twin Towers Fund, saying checks would start being cut by the end of the week.
Every family will get an initial payment of $50,000. If it's a spouse or with a child, then it'll be $100,000, and then $25,000 for every dependent child. That will use up about half the amount of money in the fund right now. After that's done, or really at the same time, each person's situation will be analyzed more carefully, and the rest of the money will be distributed based on their specific needs.
But there are still likely to be problems. Lori Quinn says her late brother's fiance is being told by a lot of the major relief funds that she's not eligible for aid because the couple wasn't officially married, even though they'd lived together for more than 3 years, had a joint mortgage, and were planning to be married just weeks after September 11th. Quinn stresses that she honestly believes that officials with the city and the various foundations are trying to do the right thing, but she thinks they should reach out and talk to individual family members more.
As far as the Twin Towers Fund, I don't know what's going to happen with that. I would hope that they would make exceptions and they would look at every person's situation separately and realize that, you know, families are not always as cut and dried as people would like them to be, and there are people that are falling through the cracks like my brother's fiance.
Chris Arnold, NPR News, New York.